last year, serious palaver been at the Freetown City Council between the chief administrator and the mayor of Freetown, who said them be accused themselves of corruption and abuse of office. Where this palaver been draw the attention of the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the public. Where this make inside August 2021, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development been set up 8-man committee for investigate the thing them where they happen at the Freetown City Council. This committee been done the investigation and then be done go give the administrative inquiring report into the management of the Freetown City Council report to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. And the committee say the environment that the Freetown City Council, no fiber environment, we post in the work. Tamba Lamina, now the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, talk about the people and where they part of this committee and waiting up in the work.
David Sheko, a distinguished retired civil servant, was chairman of the committee. Dr. Carol Labour, advocate, educationist and consultant. Dr. Charles Josie Silver, executive chairman, African Peer Review Mechanism. Mrs. Nene Dabo, a distinguished retired civil servant. Mr. Aliu Vandi Koroma, a state counsel. Law Officers Department was the secretary to the committee. Dr. Alimatu Yebi Abdullahi, a distinguished civil servant and women's rights activist and president of 50/50 Group. Gladys Darling Hastings Spain, a distinguished administrator and consultant. And lastly, Mr. Francis Fofana Kome, a seasoned accountant, decentralization secretariat. To review the human resources arrangements in the council, to assess the general administration of the council. 3, to review the composition and functioning of the standing committees. To assess the quality of financial management, adhering to policies and regulations, as well as resource and funding utilization and documentation.
Dr. Charles Silver, now member of this committee, been start for talk about how the committee be carry on with the investigation that the Freetown City Council.
Upon entry the council, the first problem we envisaged was even an issue of accommodation. Whilst the CA has already provided a place for us, I think on the 7th floor or so. By the time we got there, we materialized on the 13th floor. The mayor says, this is where you are going to have the inquiry. We looked at it, we said, yes, this is a litmus test to our task. How do we manage it? We say, in any case, we as strangers, we decided amongst ourselves, let us stay on the 13th floor. So that tells you the magnitude of the conflict in that place, and that has torn apart the entire council to the extent that people are so suspicious of one another. And the main thing here is that it is not good for the council.
Where in the talk about the administrative structure at the council, Nene Dabo say the committee fair not say then pull the work na the council workman they an where they for do and give them to the mayor's delivery unit. Where this is say they against the 2004 Local Government Act.
Coming to the administrative structure, It was discovered that out of the 14 core staff, which are the traditional core staff of the FCC, there are at some point in time plus or minus 53 additional people from outside, which we are referred to as the MDUs. And clearly that disabled the proper functioning of the FCC. For instance, you have MDUs going to ONS meetings, security meetings. You have MDU staff going to SLBC.
Revenue collection, now one big challenge at the Freetown City Council. Where this make Francis Fona come say, they fair not say, the Freetown City Council use 35 billion loans, but they not being record am na the council record book.
The team also discovered that 35 billion loans was written off in the process of transition from the old system of revenue collection to the new mob tax system. And in doing so, it has a process. The Local Government Act specified how revenue can be written off, and this was not followed. It was a unilateral decision by the mayor and the MDU to write off the 35 billion. The team also discovered that all donor funds to the Freetown City Council go through an account they call the BDO account. This is contrary to the Local Government Act and the Financial Management Regulations.
According to Francis Fonakome, the report can say the mayor for the Freetown City Council, our worship Yvonne Akisoya, being used in personal account for do council work.
The team also discovered that there was an illegal account operated in the council, wherein funds collected like a cooperative system from the tricycle riders, for which they pay 100,000 loans every month in a bid to secure funds for the repairs of the tricycles were put in this account, for which the chief administrator allegedly has no knowledge of and is not a signatory to that account. That is devoid of the local government specification in the way of opening accounts in council. The team also discovered that 200 million loans were spent on a staff who was serving in the council did not go through the proper recruitment process of council, by the name of Manja, was spent on her overseas traveling.
But what are some of the recommendations where the committee make? Dr. Carol Lebo, na member na this committee.
The report contains a plethora of recommendations directed at various persons, bodies, and institutions aimed at enhancing the effective functioning of an unarguably one of the oldest municipal governments in colonial British West Africa. It evaluates this range and concludes that it would be ideal if the legislation on local government were reviewed urgently.
With all the thing away the committee don't fear not but the Freetown City Council, make the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Tambalamina, say the ministry don't order council for scatter the mayor's delivery unit because this unit is, say, no legal.
As a ministry, we have looked at the recommendations of the inquiry team and has highlighted by the team a snippet of what's been happening there: toxic, acidic working environment, dysfunctional relationships, financial mismanagement. We have, as a ministry, resolved that because the MDU is not well seated, the MDU should be dissolved. The measures that I'm speaking to are in accordance with part 14, subsection 97 to 99, which outlines the responsibilities of the ministry with regards monitoring, supervision, and oversight.
The minister be same way so say the human resource department and the Freetown City Council for give back letter to council workman them for make them begin do the work where them be employed them for do na the Freetown City Council.
That the HR department should urgently prepare a comprehensive job description for performance tracking for all council staff. The MDU staff desist immediately from granting interviews or participating in media activities for and on behalf of FCC.
Tambalamina end up say the ministry go hold one-on-one meeting with the Freetown City Council Tuesday, February 22 for make council implement the recommendation where the committee don't give for sake of the investigation where they do na the Freetown City Council where this is say go bring development na Freetown. For Radio Democracy, Yenoka Biade reports.